Dreamscape presents Wound Tight by Tessa Bailey, narrated by Teddy Hamilton. Chapter 1. Would You Rather was Renner Bastian's least favorite game. Scratch that, all games were his least favorite. He couldn't help playing one, however, as he stared down at his factory floor. Security guard Milo Bautista flirted with one of the older female assembly line workers, twirling her by the hand as if they were on a cruise ship dancing to bongo music. Renner stood in an air-conditioned office, surrounded by silence. So, would he rather be upstairs in his impeccably clean suit, or downstairs, covered by factory grease that seemed to ooze from every corner of his New Jersey manufacturing plant? Considering that Milo and the woman looked joyful while Renner was in a shitty mood, he didn't have an answer. How you like them apples? Jesus. Thanks to Milo, he was even starting to think in a Boston accent. The man who'd ordained himself Renner's personal one-man security detail without permission was more Boston than Mark Wahlberg at a fucking Red Sox game, wearing Paul Revere's hat. And yet, here Renner was, kind of wishing the jerk would come upstairs where he belonged, instead of making the female population of Hook swoon. There's a good sign it's time to go home, Renner muttered, his breath creating condensation on the glass. He'd been saying the same thing for weeks now. It's time to go home. Not to his two-bedroom in Hook, though. His apartment in Manhattan. Or his flat in China. Or any of the homes he'd rented to keep an eye on his other ventures. The damage sustained by the factory explosion in Hook had been repaired weeks ago, the construction no longer requiring his daily supervision. God knew his employees were sick to death of his presence, turning their backs whenever he passed through their midst. Yet here he remained, in this town full of nosy people, constantly wanting to grill meat and drink beer from cans, watching everyone else live from the other side of the glass. What a cliche you've become. Renner reached to his left, pouring whiskey from a glass decanter into a tumbler and lifting it to his lips for a long sip. Resented boss, spoiler of fun. The liquor lit a path of fire on its way down. The one who gets shit done and signs everyone's paychecks. Don't forget that part. As if Renner had spoken into the intercom instead of to himself, Milo's smooth movements snagged while dipping the enamored worker. His dark-haired head came up, his gaze finding Renner upstairs, that eyebrow tilting, as if to say, "Want to take a picture, boss man?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?